WHF 567. Monitoring.
Alright, WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning, there, Charlie. WRWB 49.
Another frosty one out here today, 2 degrees.
2 degrees, eh? Ooh.
I ran my truck through the car wash yesterday. Almost couldn't get in. Doggone doors were frozen shut.
That would happen. That's why I haven't gone to the car wash yet myself, because of that. I'd be screwed.
Yeah, it was looking pretty rough yesterday. There was a lineup too, man. I wasn't the only one. There were quite a few people there, but yeah, it got a little cold, man.
Yeah, that's why I'm holding off until it warms up. Supposed to get into like the 30s next week.
Yeah, I didn't watch some hockey this weekend. Had one game up in McMorrin. Grandson's team got smoked, man, 5-1. They played this team out of Canada, one of the top teams over there at that age group. They just smoked them, man. They were brutal. Jeez, they were some tough kids. And then we went to Glacier Point there on Dove Road Saturday, and they won 2-1 on that game. In that place, man, you talk about cold, dude. I realize it's a hockey rink, but oh my God, it was so freezing cold in there. My feet were froze, man. But they won 2 games, they lost 2 games, so they did okay.
Oh, that's cool. So that one game they played was just like how the Red Wings lost over the weekend. It was, what, 5-0? Oh, man, we got smoked.
Yeah, these kids were big and fast, man. I can see them being number one over there in Canada. They were big and fast, and they nailed this one kid on the Rangers, my grandson's team, Birmingham Rangers. They nailed this kid into the boards, man. It took him a few minutes to get up, and they didn't even call a penalty. I was shocked, man. This guy just blasted this kid, Nico, man. Blasted him into the boards. It took a few minutes for that boy to get up off the ice, man. Yeah, they smoked them 5-1, and then they lost that game Friday morning game they lost. They won the Friday afternoon game, and then they won the Saturday morning game, and I think they won the afternoon game, and then I think they lost one. I don't remember. I know they were 2-2 altogether. I only went to 2 games.
Yeah, copy. All right. Ever play down here, you know, like any of these hockey rinks?
Yeah, they play sometimes at one in Fraser. I was going to go to a game there, but they lost power, and we ended up going down to place off Kirchville. I know they play in several places around. I've only been to the one down there in Kirchville and then McMullen and Glacier Point.
Yeah, that's the one by me. They call it the Big Boy Arena now in Fraser.
Yeah, they were playing some tournament a couple months ago there. They ended up losing power, so they had to move over to that place over in Grosse Pointe. That was, you know, it was cool, you know, right up the road from me, you know, a couple miles. And then my daughter texted, uh-oh, power went out. They're moving the game down to the city, so they ended up going down there. But yeah, they play in several places around here.
Yeah, copy. Well, that's cool.
But man, that Glacier Point place, oh my God, is it cold in there. They got no heat whatsoever. I mean, they got those radiant gas heaters, but they don't like running them, you know. They don't make much money as it is. And I was standing up on the bleachers up against the wall, and my feet got froze, man. I couldn't wait for that game to be over. I said, my daughter and son-in-law were there, you know, and the game was over. I said, all right, man, catch you later. I'm going home. I'm froze, man. It took a while to warm back up again.
Yeah, I can only imagine, you know what I mean? Yeah. I used to go to the Mount Clemens Ice Arena, you know, quite often. That's pretty cold in there.
Well, my daughter knows one of the girls that works at Glacier Point. Some young gal there. And they were talking before the game that, you know, with this extreme cold that we had, that their ice, they actually cracked. It got so cold in there, they had to refreeze it or something like that. I don't know. But I guess the floor ice just cracked. It was so cold. Like, man. I personally am glad my kids weren't involved in hockey because I couldn't stand that much cold all the time.
Yeah, I guess, you know, teachers are own, but so I take it your grandson's looking to maybe go pro one day?
Well, a little early to tell, but I'm sure he has dreams. He's only in ninth grade, so I think next year he's going to play for Marysville, the high school team, I guess, next year, but if he has his way and his dream, yeah, he's going to go pro. But he loves the game, man. He just really loves to play hockey.
Hey, Charlie, they tried fixing that cold problem and moving that league to the summer, but they kept getting their socks wet.
They won't have any argument out of me, man.
Roger. WSHM 738 trying to get the rush on.
And here's the Monday of my long week. Yay.
You still made it through that. Yep. I hear you.
I take it the jammers are up early today.
What I find interesting now is they, you know, they come here sometimes. They cause unwanted QRM, and then they go to the 575 Troy, and they use their repeater and want to talk on it. Whatever, you know.
Everybody and their brother are hiring, man. They ought to just go get a job if they're going to be up this early.
Charlie, jobs. Hey, there's no reason to threaten people.
No doubt, that dirty word to some people.
Yeah, just having my last coffee here, listening in, trying to do this, that, and the other thing, so don't mind me any. Over.
They're showing on TV it's so cold in Florida that the iguanas are falling out of trees.
Yeah, I heard this one about a week ago. I think it'd be okay at the end of May, though. Oh, the noise that kept happening over the weekend, Mike, is called a Motorola MBC-1200 data burst at the end of transmission to identify, well, I'm not sure if it happens at the end or the beginning, but it identifies the transceiver, which could be a program mobile number or call sign. That's the data burst you're hearing. It's a Motorola MBC-1200.
Gotcha. Yeah, it just kept happening, like, every, what, 2 to 5 seconds or half a minute? I mean,
well, the Motorola ID squawk.
Yep, called the MBC-1200. That's the Motorola thing. Only a few radios did it. You know, aside from Motorola.
Now, I don't know if that was intentional or, you know, or just, what, interference?
Well, they weren't keying on people, so I don't want to call it jamming, but they were being a nuisance. That's intentional, that part, yes.
Yeah, I get you.
And let me guess, these nitwits think that they found something cool that nobody knows about.
They're going to have to do their homework a little better.
I think it happened like once before, and I asked if that was a Motorola radio doing that.
Yeah, most likely, yes. There were a couple other radios that also incorporated that digital communication scheme, but mainly Motorola's.
I got it. Yeah, figures.
I think today's Groundhog's Day, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get up today.
Well, even if he does, he's not going to be jamming us.
Well, you know, every day for them is like Groundhog Day. Like in that movie, you know, with Bill Murray.
Yep, I know, and I've been to the town where they filmed that movie, actually.
Where was that at exactly? I forgot. Is it somewhere in, like, Pennsylvania?
No, that's the original town. The one that looked like it that they filmed it in was either northern Chicago or southern Wisconsin, but I think it's northern Chicago, actually, you know, Illinois. It's a town that resembled the place in Pennsylvania so closely they used it for the movie.
I gotcha. Killer.
Yeah, I'm banging through some curves. I'll be back.
All right. Yeah, that movie comes on every year on AMC. They do like a marathon every year.
Woodstock, Illinois.
Must be like a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah, it's like northwest of Chicago, close to the state line, I think, if I remember right.
Gotcha.
Heard something great I'll have to call you about too there, Mike, over the weekend. You'll get a big kick out of it for sure. I don't know if I told you yet or not. I don't remember. I don't think I did.
Yeah, copy. All right. Yeah, you'll have to give me a call.
Roger. All right, I'm going to finish up and get out the door here. I'll catch out of the mobile. WSHM 738.
Yeah, copy that. All right, I'll still be here.
Isn't it funny when you're cruising down the highway and you're in a decent pocket of traffic, and you hit Shook Road curves and Harper, and suddenly there's so many people.
Yeah, the congestion. See, I go the other way to work, so I don't have that issue.
Well, I normally start working over from there, because I don't like being that guy getting right up on top of my exit and jump over two, three lanes to get off and freak everybody out. It seems like you get down to that area, man, you're fine until you get close to that curve, and now there's all this traffic.
Yep. That's true. Yeah, when I go the other way, I don't hit no traffic at all. It's like, yes, yeah, this is great.
A good thing that happened during COVID, man, was everybody staying home and the freeway was empty.
I remember during COVID, man, when nobody was on the streets, I was getting to work within, like, minutes when it'd take me, you know, like a half hour, you know, or maybe like, it'd be like less than 15 minutes. I'm like, holy crap, you know, it usually takes me a half hour to get to this person. It's like, man, this is great.
It started seeming like, what am I, out here by myself? What is it, 2 a.m.? What's going on here?
I know it. I was like, holy cow. Yeah, well, you know, usually when it takes about 25, 30 minutes to get from, you know, my house to, like, New Baltimore or Fairhaven, it was, like, taking, like, 10 minutes, maybe 5.
I think Livonia's got a swap coming up this month in a couple of weeks.
Is it a couple of weeks? I thought it was on the 21st, 22nd. I'll have to look that up, but yeah, I'm planning on going to that.
Yeah, a flyer came up across my Facebook. One of my buddies posted it. I ain't looking for anything, but if I ain't busy, I might go down there.
Yeah, well, hey, if you want, you know, I can, if you got stuff to sell, we could always, you know, get a table. I'm trying to get my buddy to go, but he's acting like, you know, he doesn't want to go now. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't think I got anything to sell. Ain't looking really to buy anything, but you never know what you run across.
I always got a few things, you know, I bring with me. I'll bring a box of stuff. Nothing major. I used to do the whole nine yards, you know, two tables, all kinds of stuff, set up, and then it got to a point where it's like, man, you know, I'm the only one, you know, loading it up and then unloading it. So I'm like, forget it, you know.
just unloads, you gotta put right back in the truck and unload it when you get home again. So yeah, I don't have anything that I really want to sell. But you just never know what you'll find.
I know for sure Janometer, WRUZ935, he always goes for those things. I mean, that's his inkling, I guess. He likes to go to those ones out of state, too, which are probably, better than the ones we have here in the area. Now, last year I went to that one, because I had to work out that way anyway, so I figured, well, I'll go to that swap, since it's right around the corner from where I have to work. And it was pretty big. I was impressed. It was a good turnout.
The place didn't burn down over the weekend. Man, I gotta go inside and work today.
Oh, man. Oh, good luck.
All right, now I'm parked. I got some time.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I do plan on going to that swap, so I just have to put my day in off, and then it's going to be on a what, Sunday, or is it a Saturday?
Most of them swaps are on Sunday, Mike.
Let me look it up.
I've been to one that was on a Saturday. But you are right. Yeah, most of them are on Sunday, but there's been times where some of I went to that have been on a Saturday.
Yeah, very few, though. 98% of them are on Sunday.
Now, that Kalamazoo swap that we went to, I guess they're tearing down that building here next year. That's why they moved it.
Yeah, well, there's two of them out that way. I forgot what they're called, but they were in two different locations, so. Anyways, what'd you find, Charlie? I'm pretty sure Livonia is Sunday.
Nope, this one's actually Saturday, the 21st.
Is that right? Well, they changed that one because it never used to be. That Livonia one used to be in Dearborn years ago. Right there at Greenfield in Michigan.
This one's in Northville at Ward Church, Knox Hall on 6 Mile Road.
No, it's changed locations many years ago, but I'm just saying, like, in the 80s and 90s, that's where it was.
I just remember it at the, Livonia Civic Center for the longest time, and then one day I go on there to look up the, upcoming swaps, and I'm like, oh, it's at a church. Huh. That's odd.
Yeah, I remember back in the day all the good ones, the Samara over there on Gross Point, then the high school there off 16 Mile Road, Lance Cruz, right? Then there was the one over in Hazel Park High School. I mean, there were a lot of good swaps back in the day, but unfortunately that's yesteryear.
Yeah, I'll keep my eye on it. If I decide to go, I'll let you know, Mike. Ride down there together if you got the day off or something.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that, I'm trying to get my buddy to go, but he's having like second thoughts. I'm like, well, it's either yes or no, man, because I'm gonna take the day off and go.
Yeah, it's 20 days away, so I don't know what my schedule is, but usually in February I don't have a whole lot going on, so maybe we'll go. I'll let you know.
It's a long cruise for you.
Everything's a long cruise for me. Yeah,
WSHM 738.
Yep, WRWB 49. Yeah, like last year I went because I worked out that way. And I figured, well, I got time to kill before I go to work. So I might as well go. And then I sold some stuff for a friend that Paul and I know. And, yeah, everything worked out good last year. And then I met John there.
I want to say I've been to that one, but it was at a different place. Somewhere like around 5 Mile Road. But, man, it's a while ago. 7, 8 years ago, I think, but it seems like it's moved again.
5 Mile, and was it Merriman? It's right in like the heart of the downtown district of Livonia. Yeah, that would have been at the Livonia Civic Center.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Not anymore. Like, you know, it's Dayton. The other good one was Finley. I think the Monroe swap is pretty good, but aside from those three, there used to be one down in Toledo where the Toledo Mud Hens used to play. That was a pretty good one back in the day, but you know, just when you lived in those days, you know, these swaps today really don't compare. Dayton is still pretty good because it's big. I always wanted to go see the Orlando Ham Fest. I think John went to that one once, but, you know, it's a little bit of a cruise to go down there. I think that's happening this coming weekend, I think, or something. It's real soon. A weekend or two away, I think. Too bad it wasn't in May. I'd go do it.
I never had interest in going to Dayton, man. That's a bit of a ride. It's almost a whole weekend involved in that. I never had any interest in it.
Well, now, so Sunday really isn't a day, even though it is. Right? So I've been down, and I did it for all 3 days years ago, but anymore, Sunday is a no-go. So I always go down usually for one day, and I go on Friday. It's a work day. I take a vacation day. I go down. I come back. End of story. So I kill it all in one day, and that's good enough for me, and that's what I've been doing for the last yay many years. I've probably been to Dayton 35 times.
And the biggest one I've been to is, you know, Finley and Monroe. That's it.
For a bargain hunter, and I'm not saying you are, but I've picked up many of gems from Dayton through the years, Charlie, all kidding aside. I mean, you can buy new, and those guys are there to buy new, and often the prices are a little better. I think they were better years ago, but in the flea market area, you know what you're doing. There's all kinds of deals there for one that's inclined to make an investment, for sure.
Well, my thing is I got enough junk that I don't use now, so I don't know that I'll buy anything, but I'm always on the hunt for TNCs and that sort of thing. I still like the old packet. I've got a few of them, but, you know, they collect dust because nobody does packet.
Packet?
I love packet radio.
Ooh. I guess you're still waiting for the 1987 Heathkit catalog to show up at your house.
Leave me alone, man.
It's in my weak spot. What was that?
I said, leave me alone, man.
Well, if you're on Packet, you will pretty much be alone.
You do got a point there. There's not many people on it.
Yeah, it's all changed. Technology beats that stuff up, Charlie. I'm just having a little fun with you.
I still mess around with it. I got to get my wire back up, and I like playing on HF Packet. I don't know. I always thought it was cool. I got into it too late.
We used to call it when we heard it on 2 meters Yelp, and we called it Packet Racket.
I've even caught some packet on 11 meter before.
You can pick on me. Back in the mid-90s, I bought a program called WeFax, and it would decode on your screen the facsimile transmissions. You could pick up the weather map and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
It's a lot more fun than jamming.
That's for sure.
What about slow scan TV? Does anybody do that anymore?
Like hunting it down.
Yeah, there's still some slow scan out there, Mike. A lot of it out of Europe, usually all girly pictures.
Copy that.
Okay, let's see if we can't get through this week, and I'm not sure if it's going to get warmer. They're saying Friday it's going to be like close to 32 degrees, but I think some inclement weather coming along also with that, but hopefully we can up the ante on the average temperature by 10 or 12 degrees.
Well, we're on the downhill slide of it anyway. Get to February, we'll be looking good. All right, it's time for me to go make the coffee. You guys have a great day, drive safe, and we'll catch you this afternoon. WSBT 754.
Yeah. I figured I'd give him a couple of packet blasts. All right, see ya, Charlie. Good morning.
Yep, we'll catch you later there, Charlie.
What time are you going here, Mike?
Around 9.
Okay, you're talking quiet again.
That says around 9 o'clock. I gotta go in. So, I got a little time.
Roger that.
But, yeah, I do plan on going to that swap. I'll make a call today and put the day in off for it.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, you got nothing better to do and you're inclined, go to them. Too many swaps around here don't excite me, to be honest with you. It's just something I've gone through for years, and I've been to the heydays of them, and they're just no good anymore, for the most part.
Yeah, that is true. They're not like they used to be, that's for sure. I can remember the Hazel Park High School one. I mean, they had every hallway filled for the guild. Even the cafeteria was filled with a guild. I mean, you couldn't, it was so packed that, you couldn't even get a table, you know, the same day.
Right, yeah, well, that was then, this is now.
And with Lance Cruz, I mean, that every hallway in that high school was filled up. But now, even that one's, yeah. They're pretty much all a dying entity anyway. Just slowly but surely, either they're consolidating into one building, or they're just, you know, they're combining them together, or they're just, they're not having them at all.
Yeah, well, it's the way it's gone, right? It's a trend. It's been going on for years, and back in the day, Lance Cruz, when it was at the school, you know, it was a different time of year, too. He even had a small area out in the parking lot for the outdoor trunk sales. So it goes way back, way back.
Yeah, I vaguely remember them, but I didn't start going to them things until, like, what, 2005? So, yeah, I do remember that, actually, you know, the tail end of, you know, Lance Cruz doing the trunk swaps. Then it was just, you know, strictly indoors.
I think it was just, like, earlier years, so.
WRWB 49. Hey, you're almost out of your area.
Well, it's good spot, bad spot, you know, the way it works. We got some getting there.
But, yeah, I've noticed all the swaps in the area here. They've dwindled, you know, in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, that's the way it is. All right, I'll call you in a few, Mike, WRWB 489, WSHN
38. All right, WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WRMB 236.
WIAC 866 mobile monitoring.
WSEU 202, good morning.
WSIC 866, monitor.
Whiskey Sierra Lima Kilo 516 radio check, over.
WS FF 330 monitor.
Whiskey Sierra Lima Kilo 516 radio check, over.
Station radio check.
This is Whiskey Sierra Lima Kilo 516. How you copy me, over?
Copy you dead off the repeater.
Roger, where you at? I'm down in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm over here in Grosse Pointe. Can I add you in Jefferson?
Roger, thanks for the check. Whiskey Sierra Lima Kilo 516 out.
Have a good day, 516. WSFF 330 monitor.
WRVJ 258.
Driveway here in just about 2 blocks.
Talk down.
You must still be a little far away.
Black Hawk down.
Black Hawk, Green Hawk down. Alright, dude, I'm just turning on the street, so I'll catch up with you a little bit later. WRUZ 935 mobile.
WSHN
WRWB-49 calling WS22754, you copy?
WS22754,
you copy? WRWB-49.
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT-754.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just getting out for, well, it'd be my lunch.
Hey, you're on your lunch break.
serves, I'd be more on my break time anyway, between, you know. I just go. It kind of comes to a point where, you know, it comes to a stop. But for the meantime, just let it keep going.
Yeah, so I gotta close this door. Yeah, my rear door wasn't closed all the way.
Not good.
Yeah, well, the bad thing is the seatbelt connects to it, so I'm trying to open it so I can close it, and my seatbelt's holding it shut. Oh, man. Well, I got one down. I got four to go. I know you work every day. It means nothing, but I got one down, four to go.
Yeah, I've been doing it this way for, I don't know, 20 years.
Don't you ever wish that you had a regular schedule, though?
You know, it don't bother me. You know, when I was working retail, it was the same way. And I just got used to it.
I know me, eventually I'd be saying, man, I don't want to go nowhere this morning. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go nowhere. That's where it would bother me, I guess.
I'm just so used to it, that's why.
Hey, the summers must go by pretty quick as well, though, you know, working every day. Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I know you're used to it and all that. Me, I think it'd drive me crazy.
There was a fine time where I, you know, was it two summers ago? I was, the summer before last, you know, I was working, you know, partial time, you know, for a minute until they saw me another permanent.
Yeah, and calling in is kind of out of the question because you don't know who else already did, you know. Now you got to cover for them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be right back. I'm going to hit up the gas station and get something here. I shall return.
WSBT 754.
Back to Charlie.
WSBT 754. Yeah, traffic's flowing pretty good over here anyway.
Looks like no traffic where I'm at. It really looks pretty good.
Yeah, we got a little bit of snow earlier today, not much. Not even a dusting, I'd say. It's just enough to make the window crappy.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, there wasn't much that came down up there either. It was about maybe a half inch. If that, you know, maybe or less.
Yeah, we got just a bit of a dusting, but heck, it's all melted off already. Even at 26 degrees, it didn't stick around long.
Not even.
Were you on you on your way to your next stop, or just out for a break and going back?
On to my next stop, just past these fine dining restaurants down here in Baltimore.
The fine dining. You know, I don't think I've ever been to any of them restaurants down there, man. Where I live, to go down there is just too busy, man. Too hard to get in, too hard to get out.
They got some nice restaurants here by the water that are, you know, pretty,
I guess you could say reasonable, but they're not like, you know, it's not like going to Albanian or Greek kind of, you know, it's more like, you know, say like 25, 30 bucks a plate.
Problem is, man, it's just that one road, you know, there's, everything's along that one road, one way in and one way out, you know. Yeah, we never go down that way. I haven't been down there since I had my boat and was putting in a Palms Road DNR launch.
Copy that. Yeah, they got some nice, I took my wife, it was during our anniversary, I took her to one of these nice empty restaurants down there.
Well, I'll have to make a point to go out and check one of them out. I know there's a bunch of them, but I don't know one from the other, actually.
One to go to is Sven's. That's a pretty good one. And then it's like breakfast or lunch, you know, they got the Beatrice or you got the Alexander's, you know, grill. That's pretty good. But that's not downtown. That's more towards, you know, 23 in Jefferson.
They're all pretty busy, though, every weekend, ain't they? Especially in the summertime.
And, oh, yeah, I forgot about City Garage, too. That's a new one. That's a nice fine dining. And then you got Bad Brad. That's another good one to go to.
In a rut, you know, usually go to the same place. If we're going to go out and get a steak, we'll go up to Port Huron, the Texas Roadhouse, or we might hit the sports bar there in town that, shoot, I can't remember the name of it. You probably know what I'm talking about right there in Marysville. The heck is the name of that place? Anyway, it's a sports bar there in town. The food ain't the greatest, actually. For the price, I don't find it all that great. If I want something, you know, I usually want a steak, so we'll go up to Texas Roadhouse or something.
What I like to go to is that Italian, you know, sports bar or pizza joint there on Military. And then, of course, you know, the old Powers Diner. Now it's called, Mickey D's Diner.
Yeah, we talked about that before. All the years I've been back, never been in there once. Not once.
That's Mickey D's Diner, you know, that one, you know, it's really good flavors if you like, you know. Sliders
and
that, you know, well done.
I like the way they got it built, you know, it looks like the old style diner, you know. We've just never been there, just, we never think about it. We either go to that sports bar or we'll go up to Logan or Texas Roadhouse. Heck, we don't even go to, like, King Charlie's or nothing like that up there anymore.
I hear you. Time I think of Port Huron, it's true. This someone told me this one time when I was up there. They say it's the land of old money or no money.
Tell you what, though, as far as crime goes, it's getting up there, man. It's been getting out of hand. Heck, there are shootings here fairly recently, and sexual offenders. My God, man, the jail's full of them. I don't know where the hell they're all coming from, but yeah, it's getting to be quite a rough little town lately. I like Marysville, man. Our cops are on top of crap, man. They don't let nothing slide them. You know, you don't belong there, they're going to know it, and they're going to be asking you about it.
And that's the area of Port Huron at work is the south side, you know, sometimes. And I tell my boss, I'm like, look, man, I sign me anywhere but the south side. And he comes up with this cockamamie excuse, like, whoa, what's so bad about the south side? You know, I thought it was pretty cool, man. It's pretty nice over there, man. I'm like, come on. Would you put sugar coating it?
I'm not telling you this just because, dude. I'm telling you because I don't want to go down there. Yeah, heck with that, man. Yeah, I don't even mess around in that part of town. You know, we normally go to Fort Gratiot. We haven't been to any establishment downtown in, God, it's got to have been over 15 years. I think the last place we went there downtown was the Brass Rail when it was still the Brass Rail. And that was only for a Christmas drink with the company I was working with. But other than that, nah, I don't even go in there.
I said, I like those restaurants along, you know, military. You know, they got some really nice restaurants up there on the main strip.
Yeah, when they're open. A lot of times, even in the summer, man, them places all close up early. And it's like a ghost town at 6 o'clock in downtown.
I think it's a college town. I mean, the college there in town, and then, of course, you got the people coming across from Sarnia or vice versa, you know, with the casino.
Yeah, I haven't been to any of the bars down there at all, never. Except, like I said, the Brass Rail that one time. Other than that, I don't know. We just don't go there, you know. Me and Mama don't go out a whole lot. Like I said, if we're going out to dinner, it's usually I want a steak. We'll go to Texas Roadhouse, or we'll hit that sports bar. And that's about as far as we go.
I copy that.
Working a lot of weekends, so we just don't really have the time to go out. You know, she's got to work the evening shift. She don't get home until after 9. She works the morning shift. She hates getting up early in the morning. She can't stand working a day shift. She wants to sleep in until 9, 10, 10:30, you know. So, if she's working that weekend, yeah, we're probably not going to be doing anything.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I put in for that swap, so if you still want to go, let me know.
I'll let you know. I don't have any real plans that I know of, but my dad's got his situation going on up there. He's in a nursing home right now. And he'll be there for 20 more days, and he wants to go back home, but we had all his kids were talking yesterday, and we all feel that he needs to be in one full time. He keeps falling down, and stepmom, she's falling down, they can't get each other up, and he needs to be someplace that they got some full time care, so. And if we put him in this place, we got to go and, you know, get some of his things to bring up, you know, that'll make him feel more like his home, you know, his chair and that sort of thing. So I don't know when that's going to happen, but as far as I know, on the 21st, I don't have any plans. So, yeah, we'll probably do something.
I'm trying to get my other buddy to go with me. Because, you know, he likes going to these things, but he has a hard time walking, you know. That's the only problem. And I figured, well, you know, just bring your walker and just shove it in the back. And then once you get inside and you can get a table, we can just, you know, sit down and do whatever.
Yeah, bring him with him and walk around, you know, just do what he can. I mean, it's... Usually there's a handful of people with carts or walkers or something anyway, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Not like I don't have medical equipment, you know, in my garage. Huh. I have a few things, but not a lot.
Yeah, I'll put it on the calendar anyway. And if nothing comes up, yeah, we can go. Haven't been to a good one in a while, so you never know. I ain't got nothing I need to sell, but at least give you a hand and carry some of your stuff in if you need it.
Well, usually I just bring, like, you know, small items. I don't go all out, no big. A lot of times I'll go there, and I'll find good deals, and then I'll end up reselling it, you know, when 8 o'clock hits, and then get rid of it. Sell it for more money.
I'm jumping in on a pre-sale, huh? Hell yeah, that works. All right, buddy, I'm passing the rest area, man, so it ain't gonna be long. I'll be out of range. I will catch you tomorrow morning, Mike. Drive safe. WSBT 754.
WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSFS 330 mobile.
Try that one more time. Okay, I'm picking you up on repeater 18, WRWB 644. WRWB 644 is listening.
Okay, 644, are you mobile out there?
That's a firm. I am mobile. I was trying to get a radio check, but I guess too far from the tower.
You sounded good over here. Sounded good mobile too.
Roger that. Okay, thanks for the radio check. WRWB 644 is listening. 18.
Alright, 644. WSAL 946. I'm listening.
I copy you. There's a lot of hash there on 18.
Hooray, the repeater lives again. WSBT 257 clear.
This is WSHM 738. The RUZ 935 from WSHM WB 489 from WSHM 738, over. I think I was in a bad spot. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
Sit down, it's a little more comfortable when you're driving.
What's going
on? What is going on? Obviously, you're just getting out of work.
Yeah, just getting out of work here and then, you know, at home.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
A little bit of snow on the ground here covering the roads, but not much.
Yeah, hang on a minute, I gotta take care of something here real quick.
I got a phone call as well.
Yeah, WFHM 738.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Just paying bills, Mike, paying bills. They don't ever go away.
True, they do not.
So today I was listening on another repeater and I heard a call sign. I don't know if you've heard this one yet. WRWB 644.
I have not heard that one.
I couldn't believe it. So he was, you know, a couple hundred before you. So how about that?
Now, only thing I heard out here today was somebody playing recordings of something like cartoons.
Yeah, I was talking to John elsewhere and heard the same thing. Unbelievable.
Never ceases to amaze me, you know.
Well, you know, yep, I have my theory on it.
For a quickie.
Go ahead.
Hey, I don't mean to butt in, but I was curious. There was a guy I used to hear a lot on the radio. He sounded like young, and he would talk really fast. I haven't heard him in a long time. Do you know who I'm talking about?
You got to give me a little more than that. Mike, you got an idea?
No, I don't. Oh, it might have been, not that one guy that used to talk to us, buddy, that lived in Lapeer, was it? You know, the one I'm talking about. He's got that, like, real light voice, you know?
Yeah, it could have been, because since they unlinked the repeaters, I noticed I haven't heard from him. I used to hear him around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and he would always be talking about his batteries and charging batteries, and he talked really fast, and he sounded like he had a really young voice, like a kid. I just haven't heard from him in a long time, so I don't know where he was from, but I was just curious if anybody heard from him lately.
Well, I've only been out here, almost a year, so I understand a lot of people got on a bandwagon right out of the gate when they reduced the price to $35 for 10 years back in, I guess, 2022. So I don't know a lot of the voices. I've heard did this guy have a choo-choo train, do you know?
I don't know. He was a really nice guy. I talked to him one time, and that was like just before they unlinked the repeater. So he must have been somewhere more north.
Did he have a friend named Herman?
His name was Kevin.
His name was Happy Homer.
Oh my gosh. Look at what you brought out here. Look what you did.
Yoo-hoo, Mikey. Hi, big boy.
My goodness. I don't know what's going on, but I'm almost home. Anyways, it sounds like the one guy I think I've heard a few times out here. And you're right, when it was linked, I think they were on it a lot. And I really don't know who the people are, though, so... Anyways, with that, I'm just pulling up the driveway here. I just got done shoveling the snow. It's already covered. So you can't win in this state sometimes. All right, WSHM 738. See you, Mike, GG, and all the other ones.
All right, there. We'll catch you later. Yeah, only one that talked kind of fast was Don, and he passed away.
Yeah, this guy, he sounded like a kid. He had a really young sounding voice. And he talked like Barbra Streisand on steroids. I mean, he was like 100 miles an hour when he talked.
Doesn't ring a bell, really. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Not much. Just sitting home watching YouTube videos. And I just got my... Batmobile cast, metal steel cast. I've been wanting one forever, and eBay had a really good deal going on the Batmobiles.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big Batman nut. I grew up watching Batman, and I met Adam West when I was 6 years old. I tell you, that was like meeting God. I couldn't believe it. He was wearing the Batman suit, but the Batmobile wasn't there, and Batwoman wasn't there. Oh, I was in love with her.
I got the reruns every Saturday and Sunday in the morning.
Yeah, MeTV shows the old Batman series, and I got the Batman series on DVD.
Vincent Price, who played Egghead.
WSGG 772 for identification.
Vincent Price played Egghead.
I didn't make out what you said.
says, didn't Vincent Price play Egghead in Batman?
You know, I really don't recall. It could have been him, because he kind of looked like him as well, so he could have been.
No, it was.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I saw. And then Simon was played by the guy who played in Rocky. I forget his name.
Burgess, yeah, I think it was Burgess Meredith. Joker. Another actor, can't think of his name there, with the mustache. Shame on me.
Yeah, Mike, he played the Penguin.
Now, Burgess Meredith played the Penguin.
Copy that. That's what Mike was talking about.
No, he was talking about Egghead. Vincent Price.
We both teed up at the same time. I was talking about it, you know, Burgess Meredith playing Penguin.
Oh, yeah, we doubled that, so. All right, when there's a lot of doubling, there's too many people, so I'm going to bow out. WSHM 738.
We'll catch you later. Yeah, that show comes on, and so does Superman with, I forget his name, Reeves.
Yeah, my sister met Christopher Reeves on Mackinac Island when they were making that movie Somewhere in Time or something like that.
Okay.
I saw the Superman movie that just came out recently. A lot of AI in it. They cryptoed a dog. It was a good movie, but the AI, I mean, you could tell it's fake because it's too perfect. AI makes things look too perfect.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new one yet.
Yeah, it's worth seeing. You could probably rent it now, but it's different. It's good, without a doubt.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll have to check that out when I come across it.
What really surprised me at the end of the Superman movie, the dog Crypto wasn't his dog. He was taking care of that dog for his niece. Apparently he had a niece. And she came out and appeared right at the very end of the movie, and she was just drop dead gorgeous. I'm like, why wasn't she in the movie?
Yeah, copy. Now it looks like we got some snow cover in the ground here where I'm at.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to snow on and off through the night.
Whatever it is, you know, it's not going to be much anyway.
No, it'll be a light dusting. You'll be able to shovel your leaf blower.
Even do that. I just wait till it gets really big and then I'll shovel. But stuff like this, it really isn't worth it. It'll melt anyway.
Yeah, copy that. I don't have to worry about shoveling and cutting grass. I live in a condo in a subdivision and the association takes care of that. I don't like doing all that crap, and I'm too old for shoveling. I'd get a heart attack or break my back.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, I'm at my home destination, so I will catch you later.
chatting with you, gentlemen. WSGG 772, we're clear.
WRWB 49, we'll be clear.
WRZF 865, monitoring.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.